Good afternoon, members. We do have a quorum of the Labor and Consumer Protection Division of the Minnesota House. I would like to begin the hearing. I'm Representative Jim Dabney. I want to apologize to members and to the audience and thank them for being at this committee hearing. We are not scheduled, we're not scheduled, to meet until Friday. We would then follow the normal course of events of introductions, some overview by departments and other interested parties, and wait a week or two before we started hearing bills. But the current economic situation of the state is compelling. Today's front page of the Star Tribune with Hutchinson Technology laying off 30% of their workforce felt that we needed to take House File 4, Representative Mahoney's bill, and move it along as quickly as possible to allow the state agencies, if it were to pass into law, to go through the next necessary procedures to implement it in a timely fashion, as well as let Minnesotans know that we are not only looking at the state budget deficit, but we're also looking at the state economy. So I wanted to thank members for the inconvenience and thank Chair Atkins in his absence for yielding a bit of his time here today. Representative Mahoney, welcome to your committee you're a member of this year.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'd like to move House File 4.
Representative Mahoney moves House File 4, be recommended to pass, and be referred to the Committee on Commerce and Labor. Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. Chair Dabney, you couldn't have explained it more. We have a situation where we have 200,000 people unemployed in the state. Before the end of the year, we will have 260,000 people unemployed in the state. We have people falling off their benefits every week. This federal extension, we have 27,000 people on the extension now. This bill, if we pass, by changing base periods, and I'll explain that in a moment, will immediately affect 3,000 people that have fallen off their unemployment benefits, and on a weekly basis after that will add 150 to the federal extension or make them eligible for the federal extension. The way we do that is modify the base period. At present, we set the base period is 4 of the last 5 quarters of your employment. This bill creates another, this modifies it to the, I better make sure I'm saying this correctly, last 4 quarters of your employment. I'm not going to try to explain the, on page 1, line 13 as it starts, because trying to do that base period with unemployment is a little fuzzy. But what this does is it changes the base period to the last 4 completed quarters before the effective date of the applicant's application for unemployment benefits, which therefore allows them to keep their dollar figure low enough to make it to the federal extension. Now, Anita, Ms. Newman is giving me that look, and I better call down Mr. Nelson if I could. Did I make a complete mess of it? No.
Right, Mr. Nelson, welcome to the committee. Please identify yourself for the tape and proceed.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I am Lee Nelson. I'm the Director of Legal Affairs for the Unemployment Insurance Program in Minnesota, and Representative Mahoney had it absolutely correct. Changing the base period to the last 4 completed calendar quarters will, in fact, make a good share of people who exhaust the regular benefits entitled to the federal extension. Currently, and what this bill also does is provide a state extension to those individuals who do not qualify for the current federal extension, which is in place. Starting on July 6th of 2008, Congress passed an extension of unemployment benefits and they increased that extension in October. Currently, individuals in Minnesota who exhaust their regular state entitlement are entitled to up to 33 weeks of federal extended benefits. But 10% of Minnesotans who collect state benefits do not qualify for this federal extension because of certain requirements in federal law. Now, the anomaly just in Minnesota is because we, Minnesota, how we calculate your weekly benefits based in relation to your total earnings, because we provide fairly high benefits. If you were in Wisconsin, you would qualify for the federal extension because your state benefits would be lower. If we, in fact, paid lower state benefits, people would, in fact, qualify for the federal extension. It's because we pay relatively high state benefits on a weekly basis in relation to your total base period earnings that they don't qualify. So it's fairly complex. So what this bill does is provide a state extension for those who do not qualify for the federal extension. This is the same thing which was done in 2002. What it also does is change the base period so people who in the future who exhaust regular benefits will in fact qualify for federal benefits rather than state benefits because we will use more recent wages. Currently, we calculate benefits on the first four of the last five completed quarters. So we take a snapshot in time further back. If you take a more recent snapshot in time, most of the individuals who don't qualify will in fact qualify because they'll be able to use more of their wages, and thus they will qualify for the federal extension in the future. So that's the two parts of this bill. We've worked with Representative Mahoney's office. He's the one who asked us to come forward with this, and we have worked with his office in drafting this particular legislation.
Thank you. Questions for either testifier or Representative Mahoney? Seeing none, Representative Mahoney renews his motion that House File 4 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Commerce and Labor. Representative Mahoney, any closing comments?
No, sir.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. We stand adjourned. Thank you, members. Thank you, staff.